Dr. Sabic, taking an office note on patient Juanita Moreau, M-O-R-E-A-U, Juanita, J-U-A-N-I-T-A, date of birth 7/30/1947, date of service 5/6/2025, per paragraph. The patient is 77-year-old female, referred by Dr. Youssef for evaluation of proteinuria and elevated serum creatinine. Her past medical history includes the following: 1, hypertension for years, next diabetes mellitus type 2 for more than 20 years, next hyperlipidemia, next GERD, next diabetic neuropathy, no diabetic retinopathy, next secondary hyperparathyroidism, secondary to chronic kidney disease, per paragraph. Past surgical history includes closure of ventricular septal defect, right arm fracture, shoulder dislocation repair, next right knee surgery, next back surgery, next cholecystectomy, per paragraph. Allergy, she's allergic to aspirin, she does have swelling. Social history, patient is married with 2 kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. She still works in the family business at home. Family history, father died from motor vehicle accident, he had emphysema and hypertension. Mother had aortic aneurysm, thoracic, per paragraph. Review system reveals no headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. Occasional constipation, nocturia times 2. She has no straining upon urination. She does have urge and stress incontinence, no leg swelling. She does have severe leg cramps at bedtime and cold feet. All other systems are reviewed and are negative. Immunization, she received 2 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy, through paragraph. Current medications reviewed include amlodipine, valsartan, atorvastatin, calcitriol, vitamin D3, Plavix, Jardiance, furosemide, PRN, metformin, metoprolol, pentoprazole. Per paragraph, on physical exam of vital signs, as mentioned above, HNT, pupils on the active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular tension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema noted. Most oral mucosa nopharyngeal erythema noted. Neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regulated and rhythm, normal swellness too, no membrane, no friction of her lung, duct here to auscultation, no crackles or resistant abdomen soft. No hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guarding rebound or rigidity extremities. There's no edema at the lower extremity skin, no skin rash noted. She does have varicose veins in the lower extremities. Neuro exam is done. Focal investigations from Dr. Youssef's office reveal the following. Albumin to creatinine ratio is 8.08. Uric acid 5.3. Urinalysis shows 3 plus glucose, 2 plus protein. TSH 1.06. BUN 25 creatine 1.32, estimated GFR 42 milliliter per minute, potassium 4.2, total CO2 26, calcium 10.6, albumin 4, A1C 7.1. Per paragraph, her hemoglobin is 13.5. Per paragraph, assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. Most likely secondary 2, combination of hypertension, diabetes, mellitus type 2. We are going to do full renal workup, including imaging studies, serologic workup, and quantification of proteinuria. She does have 800 milligram proteinuria. We're going to reassess. Period. At the current time, we're going to increase her valsartan to 160 milligram for anti-proteinuric effect. And the pressure control, and we'll follow on the workup period. Next diagnosis, hypertension. Controlled, we'll monitor after increasing her valsartan. Next diabetes, mellitus type 2, apparently controlled, followed by Dr. Youssef. Next hyperlipidemia on statin, next GERD. Next diabetic neuropathy with severe muscular cramps at night, a suspect magnesium deficiency giving chronic use of PPIs. We're going to put her on a magnesium supplement. Period. Next, hyperparathyroidism secondary to chronic kidney disease. We'll add calcitriol 3 times a week. Next, hypercalcemia secondary to hyperparathyroidism most likely. She may need low-dose Sensipar. We're going to reassess, period, paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Yusuf, for allowing me to see you patient in consultation. I will see her back in 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup. I'll keep you updated on her progress and report. Thanks. CC Dr. Adnan Yusuf.